By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning, another day of Rise and Shine. Let's begin our day by listening to the Quran. Remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, try to leave everything else and give your full attention to the Holy Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم سبحان الله The verses of the glorious Quran are something which came to mind, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and this is very, very important. It came to my mind, I thought I'll address it. What is this, my dear viewers? This is that we speak things, we advise our children, but we ourselves do not act upon those things. And the reason this came to my mind is, for example, the Quran. Now, whilst children may be reciting the Quran, you would tell the children off. Whilst the Quran is being played, you and if the children would be speaking, I'm referring to, you know, they would be reciting the Quran, they would be speaking, you would tell the children off. If the Quran was being played and children were to be speaking, you would possibly tell the children off. But when it occurs to us that we need to do something, for example, the Quran is being played and somebody has called you, you've taken this phone call, then is it fine for you to be speaking? Is it fine for you to be doing something else whilst the Quran is being played, while somebody is reciting the Quran? This is a lesson to parents that whatever you practice what you preach, as people say, but especially in front of your children, it is a lot more important. Because whatever you are doing, your children are seeing it. If somebody is to call you, and your child is to pick up and they're to ask for you, and you ask who it is, and it's somebody you don't wish to speak to, and you say to your child, just tell them I'm not at home, tell them I'm asleep, your child is seeing you. You are at home. You are not sleeping. Allahu Akbar. But the important lesson is that do not do bad things. Do not lie, for example. We were speaking about the tilawat of the Quran. Do not be such that you can say hypocritical. Do not be hypocritical. Whenever it works for you, you say, you know, yes, you should respect your parents, you shouldn't lie, you should listen to the Quran quietly, but you yourself may be doing other things. So this is a lesson especially for parents. It's also a lesson to children. Please try to listen to the Quran daily. Try to recite the Quran daily. For those that are not able to recite the Quran, for those that do not know how to recite the Quran, alhamdulillah, you know, I can say this proudly, yes, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. In Dawat-e-Islami, we have so many departments, and with this, we have online courses. So you may be saying that, I cannot go to class, don't worry. You don't need to go to any class. Simply online. You know, majority of people have internet. Online, you can take part in a course. And we also have a little brief, inshallah, some information in regards to courses, which I would like to share with you today. If we get the chance, inshallah, but as usual, let's move on to our daily Naat Sharif. Sallu alil Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
And blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fariqaini min Urubin wa min Ajami.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajams.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا
ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب
ربك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العملي
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیگاہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
O most noble of creation, I've none to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've none to seek refuge. In other than you and universes, calamities descend.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ مدی ویوز آف مدینہ انشاءاللہ دی بلیسڈ سٹی آف المدینہ المنورہ ماشاءاللہ وین سچ اے گریٹ لوور آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم سمنی ہو ریئلی ہیز ٹاٹ از واٹ لوو فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ریئلی از. That love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only love for the individual per se, not only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, but also for his family, also every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the greatest of companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to and all of the rest. There's no such thing as a least great companion, no. Every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we love, and also the household, the blessed land of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed city Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the illuminating city which had been changed, subhanallah, had been blessed by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Now I do pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah very quickly again allows us to go and visit this blessed place of Al-Madinatul Manawara, also Makkatul Mukarrama, to go and also inshallah to perform the pilgrimage. Now my dear viewers, what is today's topic? I was wondering today, what should I speak about? I've decided I shall speak about patience and thankfulness both inshallah if I get the chance. Because mashallah, alhamdulillah, whatever the case, my dear viewers, we must be thankful. And subhanallah, it's brilliant. This is also my topic today. Whatever situation we are in, we must be thankful. If we are in moments of happiness, we must be thankful. Moments of sadness, we must be thankful. You know, such where in this day and age, a plague is going around. Whatever the case, disease is being spread, whatever is happening, we must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe this is a wake-up call, my dear viewers, where we are so indulged in sins. You know, sins are embedded within our society so much that we are forgetting our deen. We are forgetting our religion. We are forgetting the ahkam, the etiquettes, the fara'id, the necessary, the obligations upon us. We are forgetting everything. Maybe this is a wake-up call. For those people who did not used to pray the salah, this is a wake-up call to you that you need to be praying your 5 daily salah. It's a wake-up to us. We've always claimed that we have no time to do anything. To read the Qur'an, I have no time. I have my school studies to do. To pray my salah, I have no time. But now, my dear viewers, you do not go outside. There's no events you can go to, no functions you can go to. You know, there's no time to go to the gym. Well, no possibility for you because gyms are closed or whatever it may be. You cannot go to these places. So now, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you time. Before, we could hardly spend time with our parents, we could hardly spend time with our brothers and sisters. Now you have this time to spend with your own family. So think of it, alhamdulillah, this is a blessing. At the same time, we must be patient. There may be some people who have been stricken with, you know, an illness, whatever it may have been, this disease. Then we must be patient. And we must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this, whatever it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must pray for them people. We must be patient because whatever difficulty there is, inshallah, afterwards there shall come ease. That if a person, now once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was with the companions, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he asked the companions, who do you consider to be martyrs? Who do you think are counted as martyrs? You know, shaheed. And they said, the obvious one, the person who is, you know, he's in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he dies, he's murdered. This person is a shaheed, this person is a martyr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and subhanAllah, this is good news for all of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if this is the case, that only these people are the shuhada, only these people are the martyrs, then in my ummah there shall only be a very few. Then in my ummah there shall be a very small amount. So the companions, they say, Ya Rasulullah, so tell us. Tell us about the martyrs. Who else are martyrs? This is generally what we understand to be a martyr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them that that individual who he dies from a stomach illness, a stomach ailment, that individual who dies from a plague, that individual who dies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the companions state that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who dies in the ocean, these people are martyrs. Yes, it's not the same thing. Their burial is not the same, my dear viewers. You know, the shroud shall be changed, but they shall be granted the reward of a martyr. Subhanallah. So there is good news also, my dear viewers. There is good news. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that my servant, when I inflict a difficulty upon him and he remains patient, then he shall be granted entrance into paradise. If he remains patient. What does it mean by patience? This is very, very important that we understand what patience actually means. What is patience? Remember, my dear viewers, patience is, yes, what we generally consider to not react. This is patience. Patience is not to be reacting, not to react in a wrong way. But patience goes further. Also not complaining. Also not complaining, this is patience. Then we have something which is known as sabr-e jameel. Many of us would have heard this, especially, you know, we do dua for each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you sabr. When somebody passes away, may Allah ta'ala grant you sabr-e jameel. What does sabr-e jameel mean? Jameel generally is considered a name, my dear viewers. You know, jameel, this person's patience, is it? Sabr-e jameel, what it actually is when a person is in such a state that you have no idea whatsoever from the person's countenance, from his facial expression. You have no idea whatsoever that this person is suffering from that difficulty, from that hardship, from that illness. If a person, he has a headache, he'll tie his head. It's mentioned that once Hazrat Rabia Basriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, a great waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a female waliya, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that once she saw a person who had, you know, this individual, he had his head tied, he had a headband or whatever it may have been. And she says to him, why is it you have that? He says, because of, you know, my head, I'm feeling pain in my head, whatever it may have been. So she says, did you ever wear that when you were completely fine? You are showing signs of illness. Have you ever showed signs that you are completely fine? Did you ever wear anything to show that you are completely normal, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, many people will be thinking, what's wrong with this? But what we must understand is her level of patience, her level of understanding. That she was such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even this which we consider to be fine, and there's nothing wrong with it. But how did she think of it to be? That how about when you are completely fine? Do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you show any sign that yes, alhamdulillah, I am okay? To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, this was her madhi views. So it's not where if we are feeling ill, if even when we are feeling tired, we say, oh, I'm so tired. Last night I prayed my tahajjud. So in a way, indirectly, we are also showing off. I'm not feeling well. I've got a headache due to this reason. This is not patience, my dear viewers. Whatever the case is, we must be patient. Now, patience closely links to many and possibly every single prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, there are children also watching. There are the elderly who are watching, parents as well as their children together, inshallah, who shall be watching. Now, I have a question for every single one of you. Mothers can look at their children, fathers even, I hope. Children, take a look at your parents. I have a question for all of you. If I was to ask you to name, for example, football players, how many would you be able to name? If I was to ask you to name companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awliya Allah, how many would you be able to name? If you were to take this a degree further, if I was to ask you to name some prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many would you be able to name? Yes, you know, some people may say Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Isa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but then they would be thinking maybe Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and maybe Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but I think many wouldn't have even got these. So this is a lesson, alhamdulillah, we have the opportunity for you to learn about prophets. Now inshallah, I shall speak very briefly about one prophet, but before that, especially for the children, we have a special segment today. What is this segment? The name of our program is Rise and Shine. Rise in the morning, and you know, inshallah, the sun shall be shining as it is, my dear viewers. But the question is, imagine that sun was not there. Just take out a moment, my dear viewers, to think of this before we do go to our segment. Imagine that sun was not to be there. How would this affect us? Subhanallah, I wish I could give you a minute or two to take your time out, to get a pen and paper, and to write what you think. But sadly, we don't have that time, my dear viewers. But generally, just whilst I'm speaking and before we do go to the segment, just imagine this. Imagine the sun was not there. How would this affect us? How would this affect us? Let's hear our, mashallah, our youngster, mashallah, a juvenile, also part of the team of Dawat Islami's Madani channel. Let's hear what information he has for us. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We thank you Allah. We thank you Allah.
Do you know, it's a fact that you cannot live without the sun. How? Let me explain. If the sun wasn't there, would plants grow? No. If plants aren't there, there wouldn't be any oxygen. And if there is no oxygen, will we live? Can we live? No, it is impossible. So just think of this. Such a nice gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. So children, we should be thankful about this gift from Allah Azza wa Jal to us. Let me tell you some more benefits about the sun. The sun gives us solar energy from which we can power our houses, our factories, our industries, anything in the world. Sunlight gives us vitamin D and more essential vitamins that a human being needs to live. It also benefits our skin. Sunlight kills many bacteria from our skin, so it stays clean. And it's an essential thing for planets and trees to grow.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So subhanallah, my dear viewers, think about it. Firstly, how many did you get right? Well, I don't even think we could say these are right or wrong. Whatever it may be, what did you think? How many points did you think of? This is what you could ask yourself. And you know, what information have you got from there? MashaAllah, that was quite brief, but subhanAllah, it was concise, it was quite brilliant. But my dear viewers, is also another brilliant lesson. We're speaking about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times have we ever thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sun? This is even something which I need to think of. Have I ever thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the sun? Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, what a blessing even the sun is. Without the sun, there would be no plants. To be honest, without the sun, the the earth would be too cold for anything to remain in existence. But subhanAllah, every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the sun. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us light. Every single day we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this one great, great blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. My dear viewers, we're speaking about patience, and I mentioned I will state the story of one prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One prophet who is famous for his patience. Now there are many, subhanAllah, but one particular prophet who is very famous for his patience is Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a question, how many people have heard of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam? Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was such a prophet of Allah ta'ala who would constantly, always remain in worship. He would always be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we all know who is our greatest enemy. Yes, one name should come to everybody. Immediately we should think Iblis, we should think the Shaitan. By the way, Iblis is the Shaitan. Same thing, my dear viewers. So the Shaitan is our greatest enemy. The Shaitan is the enemy of everybody who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So the Shaitan would think, it was his job, he wished to try to lead people astray. Even tried with prophets, although something we must remember is that the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are ma'asoom. Ma'asoom is an individual who it's impossible for them to commit sins. You know, prophets cannot commit sins. Whatever the Shaitan tries to do, he tries to do, he can never make any prophet commit a sin. This is any prophet. Now, the Shaitan, he wished to try to lead him astray somehow. So he tries, but nothing works. It said that he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaitan I'm referring to, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, this prophet of yours, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he has everything in the world. And generally, my dear viewers, whenever you have everything, it is easy to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is quite easy to be thankful. Why? Because you're happy, you have everything. If I'm a person, you know, let's just say, for example, if I was to be wealthy, then I would be like, alhamdulillah. And it wouldn't be difficult to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, alhamdulillah, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me. I'm a Muslim, I believe that everything is from Allah, that everything I have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to me. Alhamdulillah, I can say. But when a person is in hardship, when a person is suffering, when a person, he loses his wealth, he, you know, somebody has passed away, his mother has passed away, his father has passed away, maybe his child has passed away, you know, children bury their parents. It's not for parents to be burying their children normally. So especially when a child passes away, this hurts possibly even more. Now when somebody passes away, or if, let's just say, I'm to be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me, all our viewers, all the Muslims from any sort of illness, disease, whatever it may be, those things which are bad for us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from those. If I was to be stricken with an illness, with a disease, whatever it may be, it would be very, very difficult to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we would pray. This is when we turn towards prayers. We pray, Ya Allah, grant me shifa, Ya Allah, you know, we ask people to pray for us. It's easy to pray. Do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the question. So the Shaitan, he says, continuing with the story, the Shaitan says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, this prophet of yours, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he already has everything. Yes, he's performing so much worship. He performs a zikr, Ya Allah. He's thankful, Ya Allah. But he has everything. He has wealth. He has children. He has his health. These are the three generally the most important things: our health, you know, wealth, and our family. He has all of these, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's easy for him to be obedient to you, for him to worship you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies that whatever his state is, undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a knower of everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever his state is, he shall always remain obedient. He shall always remain a person who is thankful, a person who worships me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is to show also, because whatever occurs with prophets, these stories we have heard about different various prophets, these are all lessons for us, lessons for the people to come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the archangel. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says and tells Hazrat Ayyub that you shall be given such difficulty, such hardship, that even mountains, imagine mountains, really, mountains, huge things, I'm not talking about hills, I'm talking about mountains. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says to him that you shall be stricken with such difficulty that even mountains, even they cannot bear. Imagine this, how solid mountains are. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam will be given great and even more difficult tests that mountains would not be able to bear, no matter how strong they are. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, this prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, as long as it's possible for me, I shall remain steadfast. No matter what happens, I shall remain as I am. What happens, my dear viewers? The house of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, where his children are in, the house falls down. The house falls down, all of his children, his family are killed. They all pass away, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This is what happened to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. But Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he continued to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continued to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remained steadfast. Then all of the wealth, you know, sometimes it would be that the parents would live separate to the children. Or many a time, because they may have a few households, you know, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, it's possible the houses fell, the children had passed away, but his wealth remained. Wealth generally doesn't die, my dear viewers, anyway. All the wealth of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had burned. It was all burnt. Somehow there was a fire, and all of the wealth of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was destroyed. One thing is our family. Another is our wealth. Immediately after all our family has passed away, all our wealth is destroyed. Imagine this. But he remains steadfast. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he continues worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam falls ill. He falls very, very ill, my dear viewers, weak and ill. But yet Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he remains patient and he continues to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all of this difficulty, after his patience, the patience of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that you shall be given back your wealth, you shall be given back your health, and most importantly, you shall be given back your family also. My dear viewers, this is the incident of one prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mindy Channel, how merciful and generous is Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, the one who gave us life and the one that will give us death. If anyone repents sincerely in his court, he Azza wa Jal becomes so pleased with him that he will forgive him, inshallah Azza wa Jal. But my dear viewers of Mindy Channel, we need to learn how to repent. We need to repent constantly. Because Allah Azza wa Jal loves the person who repents. Whatever we do, we need to repent. Repent in the morning, repent in the evening, at night. Read Salatul Tawbah. And then go to sleep. My dear viewers of Mindy Channel, how fantastic, how phenomenal, how magnificent. Words are not enough to say for the gracious mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Words are not enough. He wants us to repent so He can Azza wa Jal forgive us. But do we actually repent? Or do we say, no, Allah will forgive us anyway? We need to make the mindset that every little thing that happens to us, we need to repent and we need to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for everything that Allah has done for us. Even if it's something so small or something so vast, we need to make sure that we do shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also we need to make sure that we repent. Repentance in the court of Allah is, Allah Azza wa Jal loves us. If we do not do this, we do not repent, we will not be forgiven for our sins. But yet, we have to look at this, that if we harm somebody or hurt a Muslim's feelings, and we repent in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, we also need to go to the person and ask for his forgiveness. If we do not do that, then Allah may forgive us. But on the day of judgment, the person who we've hurt their feelings, on the day of judgment, they will take certain amount of good deeds of ours. And you need every single good deed for the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If it was a sign of a believer, a sign of a believer is remaining patient, remaining thankful and happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Yes, when a difficulty befalls you, to remain patient. When happiness surrounds you, then to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, to be satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for you. This is the sign of a believer, my dear viewers. Now, subhanAllah, each and every single day, on rise and shine, we listen to a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's see how many of you, upon hearing this hadith sharif, by the end of the clip, let's see how many of you can actually remember the hadith sharif which was mentioned. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear of a few beautiful traits that we also implement in our daily lives, inshallah ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that have taqwa, fear Allah azza wa jal wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed which will wipe out the former bad deed, and behave well towards the people. So in this hadith, three things have been mentioned. Firstly, taqwa. Taqwa, which means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect oneself from the severe punishment of Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and who also defines taqwa as fearing Allah, adhering to His commandments, being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed one with, and getting ready for the Day of Judgment. So taqwa is one of the most comprehensive aspects of Islam, one could say. The second piece of advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Yani if one unfortunately ends up committing a sin, then he should immediately perform tawbah, he should repent and then revert to good deeds. And then subhanallah, the third piece of advice from the most well-natured individual ever, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to behave well towards the people by coming across to them with a good code of conduct and not harming them in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over this beautiful hadith and implement it in our lives so that we too can attain the blessings of both worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Each and every single day we have a new last segment. Now today is all about the health. Generally, my dear viewers, we are suffering from this worldwide. Internationally, there is a spread of the COVID-19, and we must take care of our health in this way. And alhamdulillah, Islam has already given us the precautions to regularly wash our hands. Islam teaches us to perform our ablution. But alhamdulillah, we also have another health segment, my dear viewers of the channel. So let's take a look at what topic we have for today. And inshallah, after listening to this, we shall expand on it a little. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to the segment Health and Wealth. Today, I would like to talk about and give you some tips. I'm sure most of you are aware, but it's worth revising them. And those are in relation to how to prevent back pain. And one of the very important things which there are usually in our courses, and especially people who work in hands-on industry, so if you work on conveyor belts, for example, or where they have to lift heavy loads, they're all taught this. But again, in our daily lives, we need to be very aware of these, and these little measures taken as a precaution can go a long way in helping us lead a healthy life and hopefully avoid any back problems. So I wanted to discuss about manual handling. So this is a broad term which we use for anything which needs to be handled whilst ensuring that our back and our skeleton, our muscles, they don't come under undue stress. So the first thing which I would like to emphasize is that if we have to lift something, so lifting is quite an important action which we would take. So we might lift our young children, we might lift the shopping or groceries, or we may have to do it as part of work, lifting heavy boxes, for example. whatever we do, it is, if it is a heavy load, for example, or even if it's a child, what we need to ensure is that our child is sitting right in front of us, or the box is on the ground in front of us. So the worst thing which we can do, and we all seem to do it quite often, is that we will usually bend forward, stoop down, and then try and lift that box. So that can have a seriously detrimental effect on our back. And this is not uncommon for us to see where people would present this acute bout of pain with a disc prolapse. And quite commonly, that's the reason for it. So we try to change the tire for our car, for example, or we try to lift something heavy. So when we are lifting something heavy, very important, what we need to do is that we need to have that load right next to our feet. And the ideal position is that we have our feet together, our arms by the side, and we should not stoop forward. Instead, what we should do is to actually squat. So squat is the best way to lift any heavy load, ensuring that we have good health of our back and the muscles. So heavy load, again, heavy load, whatever it might be, right in front of our tips of our toes, with our arms by the side, and squatting down. So as we are sitting basically on our 2 feet, that's how, so this is the position we want to go in. So we squat down, and at all times we need to make sure that our back remains straight. So we squat with our back remaining straight. So there is a tendency to just try and crouch down, but no, we need to keep our back straight. Squat down, and then we hold that load, and we should keep it right next to our body. So squat, and so actually we are not using our back to lift that weight, we are using our thighs, which are much stronger, and the weight is equally distributed in our pelvis and the 2 hips. And instead of the back, and if we lift that and come straight up like that, we're keeping the load very close to our body, and then we move. So we turn around and start walking wherever we need to take that. Seems like very simple, but unless we practice, there is a serious risk that we are not careful and then can cause injury to our back. So load right in front of us, squat down, keeping it close, and using our thigh muscles to stand up, and then walk whichever direction we need to go. So that's the one important skill for the handling of heavy goods or heavy items. The second thing which is quite important is that if, for example, we have someone who, so for example, if it is someone elderly, our parents maybe, somebody who's unwell at home or at in a bed. So again, the common tendency is that if we want to help them move, so for example, somebody who's unwell and said, could you give me a hand and just push me back in the bed? So if we're trying to do that, again, the very common tendency is that what we do suddenly is to stoop forward, hold them, and then try and pull up to the bed, and that is where it can go seriously wrong for ourselves. So again, what we need to do in that scenario is that if that person, if we want to, for example, give them a hand to sit up, so we should always put our hands under their shoulders. If it is both shoulders, for example, so we can do it behind, from behind, under the shoulder, and then keeping our back straight, our arms straight, and then you try and pull them back. So that's one way, if possible. The other thing is that if it is from 2 people, ideally it should be 2 or even more people, depending on how unwell somebody is, or how heavy the person is, or which movement we need to do. is that we have two people, one from left, one from right, and again push our hands under their shoulders and then try and pull them back. So that would be the best way to do that. If we want to help them to sit up, so again we do the same thing. So we use our hands and help them sit up. Once they're sitting up, then again, try to avoid this urge to get them, for example, moving them right or left in the bed. The best thing is to either use the bed sheet, for example, and help them, which will help them slide one way or other. Or if they need to, for example, stand up, you want to give them a hand to go to the toilet, for example, then what you would do is that once they're sitting up, you would then swing their legs around so that the movement is all happening at the pelvis. You swing their legs around and then they let the legs swing by the bedside with their legs hanging. Make sure that they are safe, they're not dizzy. Give them a minute or so until they are happy that they are okay. And then again, we can do the same movement under the arms and then slowly try and stand them up. Each time we need to make sure that we are as close to them as possible and we're keeping our back straight. So that would be the best way. And then if you want to help them take them somewhere, then we can walk with them. And then there are other things as well. So for example, there are trolley stands, there are three-leg stands, there are rotor stands, there are various things with equipment. So if it is someone who is unwell, then we certainly need to ensure that we have enough support, we have provided them enough support. And if there is equipment we can use, then certainly worth considering that. So this would be if you want to help someone off the bed or on the bed, or if you want to lift a heavy load. These are the tips for how to handle that. Very important, but can go a long way in ensuring that our back does not suffer any major injury or trauma. I wish you all the best of health. Keep watching Madani Channel.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم سبحان الله. Also, what a coincidence, because I was thinking, subhanAllah, that I need to be very, very careful when it comes to my back, my day views. How you sit is very, very, mashallah, Dr. Sabs explained it all. When you pick things up, be very careful. Now, a lot of times it would be difficult, you know, the way he's mentioned, and a lot of times you don't even think, and do you go by, do you actually squat down, do you bend your back? And long term, this is affecting our backs, my dear viewers. But it doesn't always stay in our mind, and yes, even, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't think anybody is, my dear viewers. Generally, we try to take precautions, as we said. See, the way you sit is very, very important. Try to always keep your back straight. It is hard, but inshallah, long term, it shall be very, very good for you. And a lot of people are suffering from back pain. So yes, inshallah, this is a possible, it's not really a solution, it's a precaution. So be very, very precautious. And especially with the illness which is going around nowadays, regularly wash your hands also. It doesn't mean you don't shake hands. No, shaking hands is a practice, is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which shouldn't be just given up so easily, my dear viewers. Yes, regularly wash your hands, regularly perform your ablution, and there's no harm in shaking hands, inshallah, azza wa jal. That's all for now, though. Although if you do think anybody has any sort of symptoms, that's another matter, then you don't shake hands, then you refrain. And in that case, you should even self-isolate, inshallah, as we have been recommended by the concerned organizations. But that's all for now, my dear viewers. Inshallah, we shall be returning tomorrow morning. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
By the grace of Allah.